Good evening, this is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, February 22nd. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasira. In the headlines, first-time Calypso finalist Jerd Genius Dorset will start the ball rolling at Calypso Finals. Illegal guns are warring Trinidad and Tobago, and Turkey reverses female army officers' headscarf ban. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica and the DFC. Details coming up.
Need cash? No worries. Get a ready cash loan from Quartz today for whatever you need. Up to $6,750. No security needed. And up to 36 months to repay.
Whoa.
You don't have to be an existing Quartz customer to enjoy Quartz Ready Cash.
Don't bother trying the rest. Come check out the best.
It's quick, it's easy, it's affordable. Quartz Ready Cash. Up to $6,750 in cash. Visit a Quartz store today or call us at 448-7655 for more information. Getting cash has never been so easy. Quartz, bringing value home.
The Government of Dominica and the Discover Dominica Authority present A Night of Beauty, Confidence and Elegance. Seven beauties vying for the prestigious title of Miss Dominica 2017. Miss Henry Group of Companies, Carla Henry. Miss Range Development, Zephra Barron. Miss Indian River, Gabrielle Abraham. Miss Caribbean Association of Firefighters and Step Up Nutrition, Teresa Lewis. Miss Emerald Pool, Katisha Joseph. Miss Whitey Kubuli National Trail Esther Francis and Miss NCCU Jade Romaine. The stage is now set for a night of true pageantry. Tickets available at Bullseye Pharmacy and Deepex Color Lab. Covered seating $75, grounds of $50. Dominica's National Carnival Queen Show Pageant, February 24th, 8 p.m. at the Eddie Andre Carnival City, Portersville. Mass Dominique 2017. Dominique, he do.
First-time Calypso finalist Jerd the Genius Dorset will be setting the stage and getting the ball rolling on the night of February 25th for the highly anticipated Calypso Monarch Finals. The 10 Calypsonians today picked their numbers for their performing positions at a draw at the Calypso House in Bath Estate. The finalists included Stefan, Bob, JD, Jane, Daddy Chess, Webb, reigning Calypso Monarch King Dice, Caressa and Tasha P. Representative of Heineken, a major sponsor of Calypso, Gerald George, gives the order in which the Calypsonians will be participating.
At number one, we will have the Genius. At number two, Stefan. Number three, Bob. Number four, JD. Number five, Janae. Number six, Daddy Chess. Number seven, Webb. Number eight, Dice. And number nine, Caressa. And Tasha P at number 10.
Meanwhile, President of the Dominica Calypso Association, Derek St. Rose, urged the Calypsonians to go out and put on a spectacular show.
We, as the artists, we had to go out there and put on a spectacle so you have more people coming in and more people buying our drinks and our phones and all there. All right? So the onus is on you to go out there and do a fantastic job. My fellow Calypsoans, I want you to know that you are the creme de la creme. The judges said that you are the best for this year. And I want to commend you. I want to congratulate you. I think we're having a fantastic season. We have some great artists in the finals this year, and we have to come out there and support them.
Speaking with media following the draw, Calypsonians Genius, Bob and Tasha P shared their views on their performing positions.
You know, it doesn't matter what number, the finals is the finals. Everybody will be there and ready and set. It's a big honor to start the show. So I must bring my A game and let it be a show to remember from beginning to end.
Technically, number one is a problem, usually. It's not supposed to be, you know. But usually we have technical difficulties in Dominica at number one. When the show really starts, that's when the final balance is really going on. And most Calypsonians want to shy away from that particular position. And that is because we lack the training and the proper expertise for that kind of show, a show at that magnitude, because these shows only come around like once a year. You have World Creole Music Festival, where a sound system is set up in a huge park for thousands of people. Then you have Carnival. So the engineers don't get a chance to really practice and exercise their expertise. So even at number three, if I had the opportunity to select my number, knowing the number, I would not have even selected anything close to number one, and three is pretty close. So that's the reason. But at the end of the day, it's the same competition, and I'm not going in there with that on my mind or anything.
I did not expect number 10, but you know, God does give us, will never give us more than we can handle, and he knows best. So it's a thing that generally I'm a very prayerful person. So I ask God to guide my hands, and whichever number I pick, we have to go with it. So I'm closing the show.
Patrick Pemberton.
8 individuals have been selected to join head judge Patrick Pemberton for the Calypso Monarch Finals, carded for February 25th at the Eddie Andre Carnival C-Team. The individuals were selected by the 10 Calypso finalists, deepened into a bag to pull out the names at the Calypso House in Bath Estate. The finalists had gathered to pick their numbers for their performing positions today. Two reserve judges were also selected via a dip by the Calypsonians. DDA Product Development Assistant Kellyanne Williams has more details.
Patrick Pemberton, Celia Maxwell, Trudy Christian, Reginald LaFleur, Michael Augustine, Evelina Baptist, Garford Joseph, Marlon Marie, and Father Eustace Thomas. And the reserve judges are Ronald Smith and Nadine Rivera, chosen by the Calypsonians.
Popular event promoter Wadix Charles has sought to clear the air and explain his involvement in an alleged controversial matter involving a DFC official on Tuesday. Charles says he confronted some officials to remind them that Buyo Day and Old Mass and Sensei Festival were carded for the same day, and as such, both events should be given equal promotion and prominence.
Yesterday was supposed to be Bouillon Day, and it was also supposed to be Old Mass Festival and Sensei Day. And if you look at the program, you will see, if you have an old program, you will see Old Mass and Sensei Festival. And if you possibly have a recent one, you will see the both activities. So I was asked by the acting program director of DBS Radio to hold a shift for someone who was unable to. So I told her, well, it's not a problem, but I will highlight both, because I noticed that it's only the Buyo that is getting prevalence and not the traditional aspect. So she told me why. I tell her, well, today's supposed to be original traditional carnival, and I have an idea because I work very close with the cultural division and I have a very good idea of their program. So she tell me, well, you know, why not put that, why not say something about it? So I said on the news that it's okay. I think it's an exceptional idea to have Buyo Day, but if you're having it on the same day as the Old Mass Sensei Festival, both activities should be given prominence.
Charles stated further that he was verbally abused by a senior official of the DFC for coming up with the idea of promoting both events on Tuesday. He says he felt this was the best option, given that many persons wanted to celebrate Buyo Day, while many others wanted to support the Old Mass and Sensei Festival.
From there, social media blew it up, like I against Buyo Day. I was verbally abused at a business place by a senior DFC official, and I had to retaliate because I'm, you know, no man not telling me what they want and I not responding. So I had to respond, and I mean, there were people at that business place. What I want to say is it appears that there is a syndrome that whenever you disagree with any authority, or whether you have a difference in opinion, you're either against the organization, you're against the country, you are now taken for treason, it appears. And this seemed to be very contagious. And it is something that we have to look at, Matt. Because the last I remember, we live in a democracy where we are free to speak.
Meanwhile, in response, DFC consultant Val Coffey says he was not angry or aggressive to event promoter Leroy Charles, and stressed that he possessed video footage of who started the argument that took place between them regarding ideas as to how the promotion of Buyo Day and the Old Mass and Sensi Festival should be conducted.
Last I know, Q95 is not a court of law, so I won't be giving you a version. I won't be cross-examined by you. I will just tell you that the discussion was a very rational one. We have 16-plus cameras at Bullseye Pharmacy. If I replay it for you, you will see exactly who was the person who was aggressive. We had a renowned business person, among other people at the business place. And it is a typical fashion of Mr. Charles to exert useless energy. And so I don't really want to even prolong the agony for him, because I think painfully sorry for his inability to understand and comprehend certain basic fundamental things of the cultural industries. Suffice to say that we had the Buyo Day yesterday. We had to do what we had to do at the Dominica Festivals Committee. And then we gave support to the Division of Culture. Each of us have our mandate, and we would do what we have to do to continue making the cultural industry the best it can be.
UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain dispels claims of CARICOM disinterest in Dominica's current situation. Last week, Dominica's opposition leader, Lennox Linton, along with other members of the parliamentary opposition, traveled to Guyana in hopes of drawing attention of other heads of CARICOM to recent events in Dominica. Fountain says the mission was successful and they did get their message across to the heads. He commented on CARICOM Chairman David Granger's remarks at the closing press conference to the effect that Dominica's matter was internal. He explained that Granger probably meant that matter was an internal issue to CARICOM.
I must say, in spite of what you've been hearing from the government side, we had a very successful trip. Successful in the sense that we were able to get the message out. We had a huge press conference on the night that we arrived, the same evening that we arrived, and we were able in that news conference to really set the pace for the conference. So although they were talking about all the issues of energy and technology and all the other things that they were talking about, but because our press conference was so effective, when there was the closing ceremony, the very first question that was asked had to do with what we were there for, the opposition presence in Guyana, and what was CARICOM's response. I think a lot of people misunderstood the response of the president of Guyana, Mr. Granger, in the sense that they thought he was saying that, you know, CARICOM was not interested. What he did say is that he did not have all of the information, that it was an internal matter, in the sense that internal meaning that is something that we have to care about. The Honorable
Wesley MB Ezekiel Basil says he firmly believes in the philosophy and principles of the United Workers Party. He stressed that the UWP will not relent until good governance is practiced in Dominica. He dispelled the notion that the UWP was asking the DLP government to leave office so that it could take its place. However, he says the DLP government must resign because of its blatant mismanagement of the country's economy and its obvious lack of transparency and accountability.
The Honorable Lennox Linton, leader of the party, and the rest of the United Workers Party have taken the commitment that we will not relent until we see good governance in Dominica. Let me be clear. We are not asking this government to vacate office so that the United Workers Party get into office. We are saying that this government must resign because of its failure to properly represent, manage, and to properly put Dominica in good light in the international regional community. That's what we are saying. And we are saying, in so doing, that a government of national unity should be installed. And that government of national unity should seek to lead Dominica into free and fair election following electoral reform. We are not going to move from that position. They could do what they want. They could arrest all of us. Because you know what? We are not scared. We are not fearful. Because we have done nothing to threaten the security of the Commonwealth of Dominica.
In more news, law enforcers in Trinidad and Tobago are disturbed not just about the country's spiraling murder rate, but the increasing number of illegal weapons on the street. And according to the country's top cop, the Twin Island Republic has the highest number of firearms on the street in the region, with 80% of homicides recorded involving guns. Acting Police Commissioner Stephen Williams earlier this week told a Joint Select Committee, which analyzed the procurement, registration and retrieval of firearms, that 765 guns were removed from the streets last year, compared to 691 seized in 2015 and 585 a year earlier. And he warned that this was just a tip of the iceberg. And a ban on female army officers in Turkey wearing the Muslim headscarf has been lifted by the government. The military is the last Turkish institution to see the ban removed. It has long been seen as the guardian of Turkey's secular constitution. Wearing headscarves in public institutions was banned in the 1980s. But Turkey's Islamic-leaning president argues that the ban is an illiberal vestige of the past. The issue has been controversial in Turkey for many years. Secularists regard the headscarf as a symbol of religious conservatism and have accused President Erdogan of pushing an Islamist agenda, converting many public schools into religious ones as part of his pledge to raise a pious generation. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. First-time Calypso finalist Jerd Genius Dorset will start the ball rolling at the Calypso Finals. Illegal guns are warring in Trinidad and Tobago. Turkey reverses female army officers' headscarf ban. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica and the DFC. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.